All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here this week with Pro Wrestling America, coming to you from the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Couple of things before we get into the card. Contract extensions. Terry Gordy and Jimmy Wang Yang have both signed contract extensions to keep wrestling with Pro Wrestling America for a little while longer. And now we've got 10 good matches for you. And with this being from Pfizer Forum, we do have a couple of matches that feature Motor City Wrestling superstars, especially as we get to the Motor City champions, the Blackjacks, going up against the Smoking Guns and the Uptown Boys from Hawkeye Championship Wrestling in a triple threat match for the World Tag Team titles. That's the first of our two main events tonight. The second one is Ravishing Rick Rude, the World Heavyweight Champion, defending the title against the former champion, the monster heel David Von Erich. That looks to be a great match. We also have the Bruce City title on the line as Al Perez, who has just recently won that title from the Sheik, defends the title again against the Sheik. And we have Michael Hayes in singles competition against the Italian Stallion. Iceman King Parsons against Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. Cowboy Ron Bass versus the Honky Tonk Man. Now you talk about two guys who are rough and tumble around the Memphis area and can really get things done in the ring. There's a brawl that you probably wouldn't have thought of. But we also have Gino Hernandez facing off against Flying Brian Pillman. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol in singles competition, as well as Terry Funk facing off against my personal bodyguard, Bubba Ray Dudley, one-on-one. That's a rundown of the card. Let's get into the matches. First match on the card, of course, as it normally is the television title. Nightmare Ken Wayne facing off against Mance Warner. And you would think this would be an easy slam dunk win for Warner. This should be an easy one where he just brawls his way through. But he ends up not being able to do it. Wayne puts up a valiant effort to try to control the match, but he can't control the beast that is inside Mance Warner. But the beast gets the better of Mance as he goes in for a shoulder block into the turnbuckle. Wayne hops out of the way, and Warner goes straight into the ring post. Wayne rolls him up with a schoolboy roll-up for the pin to retain the title in a time of 4 minutes, 27 seconds. Next match is that Bruce City title on the line. Al Perez defending against the former champion, the Sheik. And this was a bloodbath for the entire time. The Sheik wanted his title back. He blames many people for Perez actually stealing the title from him. But in the end, it is Perez who is able to make the Sheik submit to an abdominal stretch in the middle of the ring in a time of 26 minutes and 2 seconds in order to keep the Bruce City heavyweight title. Next match has Michael P.S. Hayes against the Italian Stallion. And this match, if you blinked, folks, if you decided to go out to the concession stand to grab yourself some popcorn and some beer, yeah, you missed the entire thing. Because Hayes did his usual taunting of Stallion, and Stallion becomes kind of a raging bull, almost Manny Fernandez-like, and ends up pinning Michael Hayes in 15 seconds. You couldn't even get from your front row seats back to the snack bar before the match was over. It was that quick. And Hayes was fuming afterwards. I mean, there were no words. Well, at least it can be televised on TV that were said by Hayes as Stallion wins the match in a very quick fashion. While Hayes is still in the ring, Iceman King Parsons comes down for his match, and Hayes and Iceman get into it, as they have done over the last couple of weeks with their matches against each other. And Iceman is trying to get him to cool down, but Hayes is having none of it. And they brawl for a little bit until the fight is broken up by Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels, who is Iceman's opponent in the next match. And so Iceman and Daniels work together to get Hayes out of the ring. Gordy comes down to collect him, but does not want to get in between the two guys that are standing in the ring. So as the Freebirds head back to the dressing room, you have Iceman King Parsons and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels in the ring. And you have Alexandra York with her newest find proclaiming victory in less than 9 minutes. Which, of course, kind of irritates Iceman. But it's a 10-minute time limit match, so she's got it going almost a complete time limit. So that gives him a little bit of credit. And in the end, it is Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels getting the win with the best moonsault ever in a time of 8 minutes, 46 seconds. Starting up again the string of Alexandra York's correct predictions. But of course, the one she missed was a computer glitch. Yeah. All right, match number 5 on the card. Cowboy Ron Bass versus Honky Tonk Man. And this was a brawl. Honky Tonk Man kind of shed the entire Honky Tonk Man persona for this. Went back to his roots against Cowboy Ron Bass and just really held his own. And it wasn't until Bass pulls out a chain and knocks Honky Tonk Man out that Bass is able to get the win and the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 32 seconds. The next match has the man who has been trying to get back into title contention. And he doesn't understand why he's not in title contention, because he should still have an automatic rematch clause for the American heavyweight title that he lost to David Von Erich, that David never accepted. But now Kerry Von Erich is the American heavyweight champion, and that just throws a whole sense of wrench into it. So he is going through trying to prove himself once again of being a championship caliber wrestler. And this week he's facing off against Flying Brian Pillman. And this was Pillman at his best, but it was still not good enough, as Gino makes Pillman submit to a camel clutch in a time of 6 minutes, 38 seconds. Your winner is the handsome half-breed Gino Hernandez. Now a match that was all the rage in Memphis for years. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against the former world heavyweight champion, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. And this match, everybody was expecting to be a lot longer, but Gilbert made the match very short. Alexandra York had him beating Austin Idol in less than 15 minutes of this 30-minute time limit match. But Gilbert decides he's going to pad the numbers a little bit and throws a fireball into Idol's face and gets the pin in a time of 3 minutes, 59 seconds. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, yes, still beat Idol in less than 15 minutes, but Alexandra was not exactly happy with the way he did it, because that wasn't in the computer program, of course. All right, last match on the undercard before we get to the double main event tonight. Terry Funk, still coming off of his injury in the Tower of Doom match last month. Actually, that was a couple months ago now. Facing off against my personal bodyguard, Bubba Ray Dudley. Now, Funk has had his issues with Bobby Heenan and the Smoking Guns, as basically he was the last of the Guns for Hire to leave. And this match proved to be no different. That while referee Nick Patrick was down, the Smoking Guns came out getting a little warm-up for their triple threat match coming up after this one and attack Funk. And then after they beat Funk down, they decide, okay, it's time to beat up Bubba Ray. Bubba Ray has his hands full, but then Jimmy Golden comes down to the ring to kind of lend a hand to then chase the Smoking Guns out of the ring. So now we have Terry Funk and Bubba Ray both kind of beat down as Nick Patrick gets up. But it does happen that Terry Funk gets the upper hand and pins Bubba Ray Dudley after a pile driver in a time of 25 minutes, 48 seconds. Funk is definitely making a name for himself again, just like Gino Hernandez trying to get back into world title contention. Terry Funk doesn't care like Gino does about the American heavyweight title. He's gunning for Rick Rude and really all of the York Foundation. So he sends a challenge out to everybody in the York Foundation. Ravishing Rick Rude, Gentleman Chris Adams, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels, any of them to have a match with him next week. And of course, nobody answers. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Now we get into the double main event. First one, World Tag Team titles on the line, as the Smoking Guns, the World Tag Team Champions, face off against Hawkeye Championship Wrestling's champions, the Uptown Boys, Marty Jannetty and Tommy Rogers, and Blackjacks Mulligan and Lanza, the champions from Motor City Wrestling. And this is a wild brawl. All six men in the ring, all three referees in and around the ring. And finally, it comes down to the point where Blackjack Mulligan has the claw on Marty Jannetty. And Billy Gunn hits the Famouser on Blackjack Lanza. And as referee Nick Patrick is dealing with Mulligan, Tommy Young slides in to count the three count. Both Tommy Young raises Billy Gunn's hand. Nick Patrick raises Blackjack Mulligan's hand. But then they realize, once David Manning gets into the ring, that Jannetty never submitted. So the bell wasn't for the Blackjacks. It was for the Smoking Guns, who keep their titles. And yes, the Blackjacks were really upset with that, which then got Mulligan thrown out of the ring. But he comes back with a chair and starts just nailing everybody. And finally, it is the Uptown Boys and the World Tag Team Champions laying in pools of their own blood, with the Blackjacks standing tall. And they walk out with all three sets of belts. So that's going to be interesting when the rest of them come too. So as we take a little break, we have promos from David Von Erich talking about how he is going to be the next World Heavyweight Champion. But Alexander York cuts him off and says, yeah, you're not getting a title match tonight. In fact, you're not having a match at all, because Rude's not there. There's nobody to defend the World Heavyweight title. So David gets to be fuming and then puts the Iron Claw on Alexandra, which then brings out the rest of the York Foundation in order to save their manager. And now Tom Sawyer starts to play. Kerry Von Erich shows up in the ring. He tells his brother, okay, I see the little stunt you pulled there. And no, okay, Rude's not here to give you a match. But if you want a match, if you want a title match, I'll give you one. Right here, right now. Because I need to put you in place for putting your hands on a woman. Well, of course, David's more than happy to get back in the ring with his brother. And the two brawl all over the place. Nick Patrick says, I'm not even going to bother with the rules, really. This is going to be basically a last man standing match between these two. I'm just going to let them go. My job is to count three. And that's the way he decided to referee the match. Anytime there was a pin attempt or a submission attempt, he'd be in there to ask. But otherwise, he'd sit next to the ring announcer, and he would just chill out. He did that for the entire hour of the time limit, as both Kerry and David put everything out there on the table, but the hour time limit came up, and there was no winner. But still, your American heavyweight champion is the modern-day warrior, Kerry Von Erich, What's going to happen with Rick Rude? Why wasn't he there? Hopefully next week we'll have an answer to that. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite, the promoter of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America, thanking you for being here and wishing you God's blessings until next time.